Okay, give credit to Frank Beamer and his team that came in today and executed well, played a good football game, and came out here with a victory. We played about as poor as we could play in the first half, and we started playing a little bit better in the second half, and at least had some fight in us, and guys got after it in the second half, and we didn't make near as many mistakes as we did in the first half. Unfortunately, it was way too little and way too late. Well, I'd love to tell you that that Virginia Tech is a great defense and did something spectacular, but it was whatever we could do wrong, whatever could go wrong for us offensively went wrong the entire first half. I mean, I'm not sure we made from the very opening play, the first play where we've got a guy running wide open. I mean, and got what we want, and we put the ball on the ground first three times or turnover for the first three times, and they scored 21 points off those turnovers. So, we've got to do a much better job offensively. There's no doubt about it.
You said in your brief halftime interview that none of the guys were doing what you had practiced or coached them up to do during the week. Is that a recurring frustration?
I don't know if I'm going to say that all the guys weren't doing anything that we coached them during the week, but what we've got to do is do what you're coached every single snap. That's what you got to do. And you got to do it harder than the guy that you're playing against. You can't make the game more difficult than it is. Just do your job and do it harder than the guy that you're playing against. And if you do that, you're going to win enough battles to give yourself a chance to win a football game.
What's the key to getting the running backs more involved? They had 15 yards combined today.
Yeah, Quis was the guy that made some things happen. I mean, we expected some things for them. We expected them to run some bear defense against us, and they did in some situations. We knew that that would take some of the running game away. We had to do a little bit more with Quis than we probably wanted to. And he ran the ball very well. I mean, he was the bright spot in a lot of situations there. But, yeah, we've got to get our running backs much more involved in the run game. Frustrating, penalties are frustrating. They really are. They're frustrating.
How do you explain
that? That's a good question. I don't know how to explain that right now. Until we'll have to go back and look at each and every one of them and break them down and see what the problem was. We had 10 penalties, I believe, on the whole game. And the majority of those were in the first half.
I know you planned to bring Mitch in for the third series every game, but then I guess what did you see from him that let you think it was a good idea to bring him back?
Well, there was nothing that we saw that said Mitch needs to go back or not go back. I mean, the plan was to play him a few series in the game. I mean, there was he hadn't done anything there was nothing that was going good in that first half. I mean, nothing, and so as a coach, you start searching for all kind of things, a spark, who's going to give that spark to the team to maybe get turn that tide and get something going. Who's going to step up and be that leader, we just never got that going in the first half.
Was this better defense by you guys, or was that also slightly a byproduct of Virginia Tech not being maybe as talented as previous teams you faced?
Oh, that's a talented football team. I'm not going to say that. I mean, we played better defensively in the second half. We did. We played much better. Now, we put them in some bad situations on two of those touchdowns that were, in the red zone or in the within 15 yards of the goal line. So, they battled. They battled pretty hard in that second half.
I understand your commitment to giving Mitch one or two series every game. How far ahead is Marquis and Mitch right now at this point?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't have a scale or something to put on it. I mean, I think that I don't know that Mitch has been in enough for you to be able to see what Mitch can do. I can tell you that. I mean, he's not not getting the reps in a game to be able to show really what he can do, and that's hard to do when you only get a couple of series. Because it's more than just one guy. I mean, the other 10 guys got to do their job too, I mean, anytime, whoever the quarterback is, we still got to, everybody's got to step up. We got to take some of that load off of Marquis when he's in there. We got to have guys make plays, and we've got to do a much better job all the way around. We got to do a better job of coaching.
on the interception, was it a misread, was it a bad throw, or is it just a, you know, Fuller making a great play?
Actually the receiver stopped on the route. Actually, he didn't run all the way through. So I'd have to put that, our guys know when we run slant routes, we don't stop. We got to keep going, because if not, the DB can cut it like he did, and he took it the distance. And he's a good corner now. He's a good corner.
When you look at time of possession, it's 41 minutes to 19. What needs to change for that to get everyone?
Well, you got to move the chains. If you don't move chains on offense, you're not going to have the ball very long. You know, what, we 2 of 13, I think, on third downs. Didn't convert a fourth down. You know, I mean, some of them were fourth and longs. There were, you know, the situation in the game. But you got to move the chains. If we don't move the chains to get into a rhythm on offense and have some type of tempo, then we'll make it very tough on our team.
You guys were in a similar rut last year, obviously, and got yourself out of it. Do you see what you need to see in the eyes of your players in that locker room that this will turn around?
Yeah, I mean, we'll find out. I mean, that's hard to say. I can't go back and tell you that looking in the locker room last year at a certain time that I saw that look. I mean, I can tell you this: there's no look of despair in their eyes. I mean, they're frustrated and they are disappointed. Believe me, they're more disappointed than anybody that's associated with the program. I mean, those guys want to win. They want to do what's right. I mean, they're working hard. They're doing the things. We're just not getting it done right now, you know. But I anticipate these guys to continue to practice hard, to continue to have great attitudes, and continue to fight.